Rabbeinu Yoino in Mishlei Perigimel Pasuk Chavov Ki Hashem Yeh Bikislecha Veshomer Raglecho Milokel. He's Meirich on the Inyan of Bitochin. He's in the middle discussing how Daki Bitochin Ushle is Arivoy Shum Sofik. Real Bitochin is full blown Bitochin is that a person should have 100% certainty that the Rebbeinu Shlom is a Kol Yochol and that whatever he does is for the best. And therefore, he knows that he's going to get paid back for what he does, and for doing mitzvahs, he's going to get tzchar, and it's going to be good. And if something happens, he knows that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of saving the tzchar for the next world, paying back in this world for things that he deserves to be paid back for, but it's all, at the end of the day, let's say, that 100%, as Reb Weinberg used to call it, I think, five-finger certainty. In other words, that five-finger belief, I think. That a person knows it is five fingers. You don't have to believe it. It's a certainty. When a person really believes that, then his life is a whole different life, because he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to change anything in a split second. And if it doesn't change, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously does what's for my best. Then he lives a different life. Somebody was just telling me this past week that when he was younger, he was involved in business, and he was investments, and he made it in the millions, rolling in the millions. And shortly afterwards, he lost everything. Not everything, like he lost all his money, but he still had his house. But the bank wanted to take away his house as well, everything, because he had connections of a hulu, so they didn't take away his house. But Moshe lost everything, and months to get out of the depression and the matzah that he was in. He's telling me over the story, I don't know, 30 years later, and telling me that most probably it's one of the best things that ever happened to him in his entire life. Most probably. Looking back to see now, he lost all his millions. How the other people that were with him and Makhulu and what happened with them, what happened with him, and looking back and seeing, because this happened, therefore he ended up doing other things, and therefore he ended up moving, and therefore Bakulu. That looking back, he says, is it was tremendous for a person to say that this is at the time he's going through it. It was horrible. It was horrible to the point that he was in depression for months. It was hard to get out of. And he's able to look back 20, 30 years later and say, this is most probably one of the better things that ever happened to me in my entire life. It's the past week that somebody found me. So now. What?
Do you have money now?
No, not specifically. Money? I don't know if he doesn't have any. I don't know. I don't know what his situation is. That he didn't discuss with me. It didn't seem that way. It doesn't seem that, from what I understood. I think he has enough to get by, but it's definitely not the money. He never got back to that. He was out of that. Now, imagine that Eliyahu HaNavi would have tapped him on the shoulder right before he lost his money. He said, by the way, tomorrow you're going to lose everything. You're going to lose your pants. Your mom is going to lose millions. I heard about a certain person. I was actually in his house once collecting in Beverly Hills. I think this is where he lived. In California. And I heard about this person. It was way back then. Was there? I heard about this person that in the recession in 2008, he lost $400 million in one night. In his investment. Now, somebody that could lose $400 million in one night, that means that he obviously had. But does he have money afterwards? But imagine that this person is also rolling in the millions. Imagine only nobody taps him on the shoulder the night before and he says, tomorrow you're going to lose everything. There's going to be a crash and you're going to lose everything. But I'm telling you now that if you hold on tight, you're going to see that this is the best thing that ever happened to you. Now, he wakes up in the morning and sure enough, bang, crash. There's a crash. And he loses everything. How would he feel? Would it be hard? Terribly hard it would be. It would be terribly hard. He was sitting on top of the world and he lost millions of dollars. But would he have that depression and have that, or would he have that, I know that this is for my best. I know at the end of the day, this is for my best. It's a whole different way of looking at it. It's like the story with Ruzov, Shuman Levy, and Eliyahu HaNavi, that he asked Eliyahu HaNavi to take him around. And Eliyahu HaNavi says, no problem, I can take you around, but no questions. No questions on whatever I do. The second that you have a question, you go home. Okay, so they go in there. The first night, they stop off in this person's hut. Old man and a lady. that they have mamash a small little shack and they have a cow to support themselves from the milk of the cow. And they knock on the door and they say, we need a place to stay tonight. Can you help us? They said, we don't really have anything, but we're more than happy to share the straw that we have. No problem, please. And a little bit of milk from the cow, sure. Please come. And they stuff inside and they come in. And Kitzer, they wake up in the morning and they go, and Eliyahu Navi goes and kills the cow. Shmuel is like, what did you just do? Tzedakah 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 tzedakah. Like, this is like, this is what they get paid back? They don't have anything. They gave away the nothing that they had for us to stay in. You come and you kill the cow. I mean, it was a shh. Right? We made a deal. No questions. Okay, so they go on, and the Gemara, Midrash tells them, I think, three or four other things that the Gemara said that happened, and each one was mind-boggling. Kitzur, he says, that's it. I'm going home. I don't care. Tell me what happened. So he says, the lady with the couple that we stayed by the first night, was Nigzer and Shemayim, that the wife was supposed to die the next day. Because they did tzedakah, they brought us in, even though they didn't have anything. They gave them a little bit that they had. Tzedakah, talk to my mothers. And they were able to be paid there. The wife said there was a gzera. We were makayim the gzera by killing the cow instead of killing the woman. So now, this poor couple wakes up in the morning, and their only source of livelihood was just taken away from them. The cow died. What are they going to do? What are they going to eat? What are they going to... Imagine what they felt. Imagine Eliyahu Navi, when he was there that night, he taps on his shoulder and he says, by the way, your wife is really supposed to die. But if you want, I can switch it for your cow. What do you want? Are you crazy? What's the question? Take the cow. Take two cows. If I had another cow, I'll give it to you as well. What do you mean? To save my wife? What's the question? What's the shout? That means that it's really, to a certain extent, a certain perspective. Now, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is talking about. That's the ultimate bitachon. Is that before the mice happens, to know for certain that whatever happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has your best in mind. And therefore, you're for sure going to get a payback. It's for sure going to be good. You're for sure going to get reward. Something happened in this world which is not good. That's what he says. The mice, it could be tzoris. Tzoris, rabis, verois, he says. It could be really. It's a tutve. It hurts. Nevertheless, Yivtach be'emes kischar kofel mechupo v'chi Hashem nizbaruch yivchar lo yatoiv im yechicheyu Hashem b'ilam hazeh. It says there's latoiv lo'i, lakarvoi, lahadir chalke b'ilam agmu. It's all the ma'isa for his story. It's like somebody goes, he's during World War II, and he goes and he collects all the berries from the, he doesn't have any deed, he goes and collects berries from the forest. And somebody sees him with all the berries. And he says, whoa, you can't eat all those berries. And he starts pulling out half of the berries. This one is supposed to last them for the next week. These berries are poisonous. You can eat this, you're not going to have another week of what you will call it. So you're going to be angry at the person that is taking away half his parnasa? No, you just saved my life. We don't see that. That's really what is happening, what's going on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever is happening, is for our best. Does that mean not to daven? Does that mean not to... It certainly doesn't mean that. But to know that if we did daven, and we did what we're supposed to do, and nevertheless it happened, it's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out to get us, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out to help us. MMA, a person knows that his schar, even if things that are tough are happening, he should know that kischar is shomer v'orzeru alay. That lamaisa is schar is shomer for los elavay and orzeru alay. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a light awaiting for him. Humiyachel umekave gam leperis maisa v'olam hazeh. And he waits and he hopes to see Paris of his Maisim also in this world. It's not just in the next world. He also hopes that in this world he's going to see Paris of his Maisim. V'techeles v'tikva atzula min avitachan. Comes along Rabbi Yehuda and says, really, the story of the Chazon Ish. And that is that Bitochen, Volba speaks this out in Al Yishon, Chelek Bitochen, he quotes this Rabbi Yehuda, these words right here. And he says that we don't really know for sure. Bitochen doesn't mean for sure that everything is going to be good. How can you know for sure that everything is going to be good? However, there's a chilek of bitochen, what he calls, he techeles v'tikva atzula min habitochen, v'yotzol min haruach. Atzula means separated. It's a little bit disconnected from bitochen. It's a hope and a desire that everything is going to be good. And that's also called bitochen, he says. Who techeles v'tikva atzula min habitochen. It's a hope and a desire. I hope, I have no guarantee that it's going to be that way. But my hope is that everything's going to work out in the best possible way that I see it as the best possible way. We never really know what the best possible way is. But what I see is the best possible way. V'gam ha-toicheles, and this waiting and hoping, nikru bitochen. It's also called bitochen. V'fishi yatzulim imenu, because it's a takeoff of the It says Vayotzo min haruach. The pasuk says it's Hakadosh Baruch Hu took off from the ruach hakodesh of Moshe Rabbeinu and put it on the shivim of the Gehinim. That's the Vayotzo min habitochin. There's atula min habitochin. It's a takeoff of the bitochin and it's a chelik of the bitochin. Kinin shenemar. As a pasuk, where do we find such a thing as called bitochin? Kinin shenemar mi asher yichuber al kol chayim yesh bitochin. Anybody that's connected to life, anybody that's still alive, yesh bitachon. What does it mean, yesh bitachon? Pirish, yesh leitikva leitiv ma'itav. A person who's alive has the ability to rectify his actions. So long as a person is alive, then he has the ability. Kein chokhmo ve'in ma'itim in v'sholah shatari l'shamo. After a person, after 120, he doesn't have any ability to rectify. Mi asher yichuber l'chaim, somebody that's connected to life, somebody that's still alive, has the ability to be to rectify. That's what it means, yesh bitachon. Bitachon means there's still hope, says Rabbeinu Yoina. As if a person is alive, there's still hope. So we see hope is referred to as bitachon. The pasuk refers to yesh bitachon, it means that there's hope. So when a person hopes for something, and he wants something, and he wishes it, that's also called bitachon. Ki yoideyahu batuach ki rishus nisuna biyad ha-chaim livchor b'derech ha-toyv. Aki yesh letikva al-zayis b'yad b'chaim chisus. He explains the pasuk, and he says that person has a hope that he can rectify himself, that means he's batuach, that he has the ability to do it. It's batuach that have the ability, it's been given me, it's in my capability to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the ability, the possibility to do it. That is bitochen. Vinei, mi'inin ha-bitochen, she-zacharni, she-yamin, b'chol ma-shiftach ha-shpok. That's really, I'm sorry, that's really, he goes back to this, the end of this paragraph as well. But there's something called the Teicheles v'tikva atzula min ha-bitochen. That means bitochen is that whatever happens was nigzar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mikra Bo'ilam. Teicheles atzula min ha-bitochen means that a person has a hope that whatever is going to happen is going to be the best possible thing. A person is in a massive where he can lose $100 million or he can lose nothing. Now, everything, whatever happens, is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My hope is, and my bitochen, he refers to it as bitochen also, it's a chilek of bitochen, is that nothing's going to happen, everything's going to work out outside of Yisrael. I'm not going to lose $1 million, $100 million. Now, let us remember it. We don't know. It could be that it's better for him to lose $100 million. As this person just told me, that it was probably one of the best things that ever happened to him. Looking back, it's probably one of the best things that ever happened to him. So a person never really knows. A person can't really know. But what we see, that's what we should hope for. What we see to be good, that's what we should hope for. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides not, then we should know that it's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't. It's not because it was a mikra that it happened. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's because it's the best thing for me. Vinei me'inin ha-bitochen, this is really negeah to the week of, negeah to an entire year, but certainly negeah to the 3 weeks and the 9 days. Asher zacharnu, chelek ha-dein bitochen, which you mentioned, is shiyam lechoma sheyavtiach Hashem Yisbarach ha-dein neviyav. That we should be boitech in everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed us is going to happen through his nevim. V'chol ha-nefloyis v'atevus asher yir b'yad malachav, ki yokim devori lo'ilam v'imali ha-kol. And have bitochen that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guaranteed us it's going to happen through his Nevi'im is going to happen, even though we don't see it. There's a lot of things that we see happening. Open up to the end of the Gemara and Seita, all things that are supposed to happen because of the Mashiach, they're all happening in the most charif way, maybe in the most clear way that everything is there is happening. I once heard somebody say, on Teshuva when he was speaking, said, I think the Yad Ramah said, the Ramah, the Sefer Yad Ramah, one of the Mishnayim, 800 years ago, he says that he brings down the Gemara in Seita. It says, "Because of the Shicha, Chutz B'Yazgi, Yekir Yamir, Memshalat Tevach Leminus," and all the things that the Gemara says. And he says, "Kfar Neskayim, Kol Asimanu Ma'elo, V'Adayin Lo Nigalnu, V'Tzorachin." He says, "All the Asimanim are here, and we're in Nisgalan, and we didn't have the Gula, V'Tzorachin." So this person that was speaking, Tom Chacham that was speaking, he says, an answer to the Ramaz, Yad Ramaz, Tarachin, that we have. That's chutzpah. I'll show you what chutzpah is. You thought that was chutzpah, that's not chutzpah. You thought that's music. He says, but we have a Tarachin. We have a Tarachin. We have all the... But zikr, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said is going to happen, is going to happen. Kinin shenema v'himin ba'ashem, v'nema yovish chotzir novel tzitz, v'dvar l'kinu yukom l'olim. It could be that everything's going to wither away. Lamaisa the Devar Alekenu, that's going to stay forever. Right? I think there's a B'sadi Goyin that said already, one of the Rishonim, one of the Goyinim, I think there's a B'sadi Goyin that said that if we see that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that by Yitzias Mitzrayim, he told Avraham Avinu
he's gonna don anoichi. It says about the people that are gonna be mishabed. It doesn't say it's mean mitzvim. The people that are mishabed banav. He says don anoichi. Then, and what's don anoichi? I'm gonna give them dinim. I'm gonna give them judgment. What was included in that don anoichi? 10 makis in Mitzrayim and 50 makis aliyam and all everything, the visas in Mitzrayim, all the everything that it says over there, that was in the two words of Don Anoichi. So for the psukim and prokim and gansash, the entire svarim that are of Nevi'im that say what's going to be la'at lavai, alachas kam v'kam is going to be the tevim. To believe that's going to happen. Vaydechayiv inyan abitochon shi yedaim levavai ke kol bidei shamayim ubiyodal ishanais hatevoyim ulahachlef amazim. A chilek of bitachin is that everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's ability. That means he has the ability to change nature. Maybe we're not zeichet to it, but not that it's past him. There's no situation where it's beyond the capability of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. With the achlof hamazel, being the shumatzer lo yishia b'ravumah. There's no difference of to a Kodesh Baruch Hu a little or a lot. Yeah, the Gemara says the psukim say in Shaftim says that they're going out to war and they had Kodesh Baruch Hu tells. I think it was Gidr, he told him, you already have too many people. You're going to war, you have too many people. So he took off some more people. He says, you still have too many people. It has to be clear that it's Yad Hashem. Still, they were only left with a few hundred people to fight the war. 200 to fight the war. That they, Kadosh Baruch Hu, no, it shouldn't be, it should be clear that it's coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Hashem Atzer L'Hashia B'Rav Umat. V'gam Ki Tzara Krev, Yishuvasei Lavei Kreva. Even when a person's Tzara is Kreva, Yishuvasei Lavei Kreva. Ki Chol Yuchal v'lo yibatzer mezimo. Kadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to do anything. Hayipolei me'Hashem davar. V'nem retzu shemayim enichem v'bitu al ha'aretz mitachas. V'yivtach v'Hashem yizbar v'chol yitzar v'chashicho. V'yidu be'emes ki rav le'ishim v'kol tzar v'yishuas k'herafayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu has yichilis to save a person in any situation is Yeshua's k'herafayim. V'alkei nikavi yishuasai gam im acherv munich al tzavar ha'odom. Ki inin shnemer hei niktaleinu lo yeachel. Even if a person has a gun to their head, rachmona letzan. He should. He lo yeyachel. I hope this is what he says before, and like he said, he techelas atzulan v'bitachin karen. It's not for sure that it's going to happen. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to save you, but that hope is a chelik of the bitachin that a Kadosh Baruch Hu helped me get out of the situation, and that could be the biggest chutz that a person should get out of it. Avoteach b'Hashem chesed save avenu. So the bitachin. Do I know it's going to happen? I don't know it's going to happen. Is it a chelik of bitachin that to hope that it's going to happen? It's a chelik of the bitachin to hope that it's going to happen, and that in and of itself very often is the chutz that it should happen. Avoteach b'Hashem chesed save avenu. Pirish b'chol eis gam be'is shatzar kreva v'leida adam derech leinat sami menu. This is just all the story this week. I've seen it in the past, but it's say about Rav Moshe Chodosh. I think it was that he was in Europe. Rav Meir Chodosh. I think when he was in Europe, and he was. They found him, and for some reason he didn't have his papers, whatever it was, and they decided to shoot him at the wall, mamish, on the spot. Because he went against the wall, and the person that was there aimed his gun, and he was in such a pachad that he couldn't stand straight. He couldn't stand straight, and his knees were knocking, and he couldn't kitzur. He decided that the person that was going to shoot him decided that he's not moving his gun. He's going to stand straight. And he screamed at him, stand straight, and he couldn't. The more he screamed at him, the more he wasn't able to, and he pashut didn't have any chalas. Kitzer, the guy screaming at the top of his lungs to stand. All of a sudden, a window opens from the different building, and says, "What's all the screaming going on over here?" Well, it's one of the generals of the army. He says, "What's the screaming going over here?" So he tried to explain to him what's going on. He says, "Just let him go, and that's it." He ran for his life. He says the gun was already at him for 2 minutes. He was standing there in front of the gun. Came to Eretz Yisrael a few years later, and he was learning in Chevron Yeshiva. And it was Tarpat, 1929, the massacre that happened in Hebron. And he was in the Beis Medrash, along with another 60 people. And him, and I think it was his Chavrusa, were there, mamish under a whole pile of people. And his Chavrusa was finished. This is like, there's no way we're getting out of it, we're dying, just that's it, finished, and there. He says, "What are you talking about? We can get out of this. Everyone can save us. Doesn't make a difference what the situation is." And sure enough, two people were staying. Two people saved him and his chavrusa. Afterwards, his chavrusa asked him, "How'd you do it? How'd you know? How'd you have any yichilis then to think straight and to think that you can get out of it? You saw what was going on. You saw that they were killing anybody that they saw." He says, "I was ready there. been there, done that. I was already there in that situation. I saw how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a gun to my head, I saw how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of it. Ain matzav. There's no matzav. Do we know for sure? We don't know for sure. Other people, they didn't make it. Right? We never know for sure. But the chilek we're talking is that no matter what situation a person is, there's nothing that is beyond the ichilus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we tackle our mischal's gibitochin, abaytech v'ashem chesed yisrael avenu.